For the Mishnah Torah to replace the Gemara, right? We're going to examine the evidence, and we're going to see what we come up with. So we start from the first page from the Hakdama, first page in your sources. So the second paragraph of this the column that's on the page, Ubizmanza Tukfa Tsarseras Vidakha Shah, and these this time, the tsaras, the catastrophes have increased and the time is pressing. And we, our wise men, have lost their wisdom, and our understanding men have lost their understanding. So now even how the Talmud, the Rambam had said in the previous column, that people have difficulty understanding Gemara, even in his day, the Shaktivatar is complex, and the language also, the Aramaic, was no longer the language of the Jews. So the Gaonim had composed short pirushim here and there. So now even these halachas and chuvas that the Gaonim sent out to explain parts of Talmud, Niskashiv Yamein Vemriyarim Karoy El Map and Mispar, even those chuvas of the Gaonim still leave us wondering. What was simple to them is not simple to us, only very few in number understand, the Gemara, even after, the Gonim clarified what they clarified. And this is certainly true about the Gemara itself, be it the Bavli, be it the Ushami, the Safra, the Sifre, the Tosefta. What are the Safra and Sifre? You know what that is? All right, these are Midrashe Halacha. There's Midrash Agada, there's Midrashe Halacha, like the making of Gzera Shava, Kava Homer. Often when you have your Tana Rabbanan in the Gemara and it brings a drasha, that's the type of material you have in the Safra. Safra is built around Vayikra. Sifre is built around Bamidbar and Dvarim. It predates the Mishnah. I mean, the material is more ancient than the Mishnah, even though it may have been written down in the form we have it after the Mishnah. But it's basically that material that you see when the Tana Rabbanan, it says a drasha, says That's a medrash halacha. That is a type of material that's in the mechilta, which is built around Shmos. Safra, it's built around Vayikra, and Sifre is built around Bamidbar and Dvarim in a Malbim Chumash. You'll see it. He likes working with these medrash halacha because his agenda in the Malbim is to try to prove that the Torah Shebaal Peh is legit, and that these drushes actually should be made. There are little allusions in the pasuk, say, insert drasha here. So that's why he works with these material. That's where you'll find them. we'll go back to that. And the Tosefta, what Tosefta is? Tosefta are additions, and Rabbi Chiya wrote additional notes to the Mishnah. It's printed in the back of Gemara. So all these things, Sheitzich and Das, Rechava, V'nefesh, Chachama, V'zman, Aruch, V'achach, Dem, Adech, Anchocha, B'dorim, Asurim, Atorim, V'shar, Din, Torah, Eichil. Right, so now the Bavli, Yushami, Safra, Sifrei, Tosefta, these things need wide knowledge and a wise soul, right, and a lot of time, and only after that you could figure out the halacha from all these books combined. I girded my loins, me, Moshe ben Maimon. I relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I analyzed all these books. And I composed a book that includes everything that are in those books about what's Mutar and what's Asur, what's Tamei, what's Tar, Im Shar Din Tar. Kulam Blushim Bura V'Derech Katzar, and also I wrote it in a very easy language that's short and clear. Ajer Torah Shebaal Peh Kula Stura B'Fi HaKol Below Kusha V'Piruk. Right, keep this in mind. I have arranged the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh in a manner that now it could be very well organized by anybody without any kashas, without any terutzim. Lo zomer b'kov zomer, not this mandomer says this mandomer is that. El dvorim brurim krovim v'nechonim al pi ha-mishpar sheidbar mikol ha-chibur ma-prushan ha-ntzoyim mi-mosu ha-shmeru v'ad aksha. Right, but rather, just the straightforward truth in its full clarity, very close to understanding, and this is these are the correct conclusions that come out from all these books, the Bavli, Yushami, Safra, Sifrei, and Tosefta. Right, says, well, according to Rabbeinu Yisrael, Milos Rosh Beinu, it's everything from the time of Moshe until Rabbeinu Kosh. Vad, she called him gluing the cotton of a gado, but then commits or being called drum, she tickle chan the nevim, call shall kneesh loyed adam tzorech lechibur acher ba'olam. But then, Yisrael, to sum it up, with my book, you don't need any other book. You don't need any other book, you know, to know what the halacha is. This book is going to, you know, encompass and hold together the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Not just, you know, the Dinei Doraisa, but even the Durabonans, all the Takonas, all the Minhagim, all the Gzeres, everything from Moshe Rabbeinu until the Gemara was composed, including whatever the Gaonim have explained to us after the Gemara was comprised. Therefore, I call this book Mishnah Torah. Because a person just reads Tanakh, beginning to end, and then he reads this book, and he knows from it Torah Shebaal Peh, ve'eino tzorech likros sefer acher b'neihem. He does not have to read any other book. Whoa! What is this? Is there an ejector seat? Anyway, sounds pretty serious. Now, then he goes on to describe how he divide up into, you know, books and halachas, you know, and prokim. All right, so let's take a look on this Hasoga Saraivit very quickly. Yodeh mimeno. So he thought he's doing something good to fix everything, and he's not fixing nothing. He abandoned the style of all the authors that came before him, because, you know, I'll summarize outside, you know, what the Rebbe goes on to say. They all brought rice. They brought shavtanim. So they made a case for why they passed. And the Rambam just says, this is the halacha, this is the halacha. No, it doesn't bring out any opinions or why he says what he says. So why should I listen to him? Why should I listen to him? Doesn't make a case. You know, I don't know where he's coming from or why, if I think otherwise, I should be mevato my das to him. So that's one criticism of the Mishnah Torah that we'll find echoed in the other sources that we're going to look at. All right, but then there's, you know, the main issue over here. What did we just read? Sounds like...
This is the only book you need.
That's right. It's the only book you need. Don't need it. Gemara's too hard. This is one book. He said it. That's why I called it Mishnah Torah. And we'll get back into analyzing that name a little bit more in a second. Just read Tanakh and read this book. You don't need any other book. Sounds pretty serious. All right, so let's take a look at some of his correspondence. So next, is a tshuva, you know, a letter he wrote to one of his talmidim. Right, I have already attested to the book, the Mishnah Torah, that a person should not neglect. Don't rest until you've fully encompassed, you've attained the whole book, you know, the whole Mishnah Torah. Make this book your book. And teach the Mishnah Torah everywhere. To spread. It's great benefit. Because the real intent for what the reason for what the Talmud having been composed and books other than the Talmud, Kfar Nichrasa V'Avda, it's already been lost. People are totally missing the boat with the way they deal with Gemara. The whole agenda of those who are, of the learners, are just to waste time on the Shakla Vitaria and the Gemara, as if they must imagine, as if the prime intent of in writing the Gemara was just to spar in argumentation. Lozos and nothing like that. Lozu haisa kavana rishon, but that was not the initial intent. All the Shakla Vitaria and all the argumentation that happened by happenstance, because of the need of the moment. Kasher Mama Shoko, let's say there was a you know, there was a let's say a Tosefta, right? And we didn't know how to, we could read it this way, we could read it that way. So Mamar Shokol Kri is equally weighted to be understood like this or understood like that. Upirish Echor, so one guy proposed, this is how you understand it. Upirish Acher Bechuvah, someone gave a different explanation. Hutrach Kochem Laharos, Open Rasul Achriya Perusho. Each one had to show his proof and try to force that his interpretation is the correct one. Right? So the argumentation came up out of necessity, because we had doubts. So a person proposed, I think you'll resolve it this way. So the guy asked, why are you so sure? So that's how the argumentation broke out. It was to clarify areas of doubt. Areas, you know, gray areas, right? But that's not the prime objective of the Talmud. HaKavan Rishon, the prime objective, prime objective was to just make us know what we must do and what we have to be careful, you know, and to not violate. Now, a guy like you understands this. Now, we therefore wrote our book, the Mishneh Torah, to be consistent with the prime objective of the Gemara, of what do we have to do? How do we keep the mitzvahs? Lakos Chosu, to make it easy to remember, Yosef Kain, even though, and more than that, Lo Dia, the Fish Kvar Ova, Betok Kodibe, Masa Matan, Vinachtu, Komash Zosel, the Misha, Yasei Muno. Now that we clarify all the things that sometimes get lost in the shock of a Torah. Sometimes you forget what you're looking for, and you don't get all the details. We zoom in directly on what the Maskana is, what one has to do, and anyone else who wants to just like engage himself with the sport of argumentation, we left it for him to do. And some people are even worse. They don't, they're not just sparring in argumentation. They think as if that's what the Talmud's all about, just posing arguments and bickering over there. All right, that's one letter. Sounds serious. Right? No. Talmud's not being used correctly. Talmud's not being correctly understood. People are misusing it. We got to push the Mishneh Torah. That's what it sounds like, right? But, you know, so let's read another letter. They wrote to a student, another student. This student had immigrated from Egypt to Iraq. He was opening up a Beis Medrash in Baghdad. I gave you Rishus to open up a Beis Medrash and teach Torah and also the Paskin. But of course, you know, to constantly be, very diligent about knowing the Chibur, knowing the book, that's referring to the Mishneh Torah. But I'm afraid that you're going to start getting into fights with the people in Baghdad, and, you know, when they see you going in your own derech, you know, you're just not going to, right? You're not going to be able to accomplish your agenda without fighting with people. Also, if you need to teach professionally, you are going to not, you know, engage in your commerce. Look after him. Lo yatzcha elazuz echad mechatz nagos argil derech istachrus ovetzi mirashus rosh agav. Now, don't become financially dependent on them because you're teaching all day, but rather making one coin from being a tailor or from being a carpenter or from being a weaver, right? You know, just one coin. That's better than even being the rosh galus, resh galusa. You've heard the term, exilarch. I don't know exactly when the office was. Was annulled, but it used to be like basically prince of the Jews in exile, the Rosh Galusa, right? So it's better you should make one coin from being a tailor than having the authority and the office of Rosh Galus. Also, the more you deal with the community, the more they're going to pull you down, and the more to denigrate you. My advice is as follows. You should engage in commerce, learn medicine, and with that, learn Torah true, you know, in truth. And do not teach anything other than Hilchos Sarav. What's Hilchos Sarav? The Rif. Teach the Rif and compare it to the Chibur, to the Mishneh Torah. Now, if you see it, there's some machlokas between me and the Rif. You know that, you know, in being Ma'ayan and Gemara, people don't always draw the same conclusion. Joshua goes up and go seek the source and why I might have said differently than Rif. Now, if you just spend your time learning a lot of Mefarshim, you're wasting your time, and there's very little to be gained from it. Anything that you agree with me, you know, let me know. Hashem should guide you, right, in the best possible way. So now, what's interesting over here is that he says, you know, don't teach anything other than Rif. So he opens up the letter with, you know, stick with the Mishnah Torah. He ends it off with stick with the Mishnah Torah. What do I need the Rif for? He says, sorry, and teach the Rif. Right, make sure to teach the Rif and, you know, just compare the Rif with the Mishnah Torah. So there's something going on over here. All right, so now you don't have to do the whole Talmud, don't have to do all the Mefarshim, but you should do Rif. Rif and you, all right. So now, in your next page, so we're in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam is passing the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. V'chayv l'shal shizman l'midasoy. A person has to divide into thirds his learning. Shlish b'tarash b'chsav, one-third of tarash b'chsav. Shlish b'tarash b'al peh, one-third of tarash b'al peh. Right? V'shlish and one-third, yavin v'yaskil achris dar m'shiso. A person should analyze and attain, you know, the later things from other things, meaning figure out new halacha based on old halacha. Take the precedent, figure out new halacha, right? V'yotzi dar mitov davar, and a person should, like, bring out new halachas based on old halachas. You know, Doran should compare things, you know, compare and compress halachas. V'yavin b'midas sh'atorni dreshbem, and also a person is obligated to engage in the Midas Shatarni Dreshes Bem and make all the drushes. A person should engage in this act of, you know, if I have this halacha, I want to find a source for it. You know, working backwards, reverse engineering with the Midas Shatarni Dreshes Bem and see how it may have come out of the psukim. Who nikra gemara? And this is what I just described, the third of comparing, contrasting, you know, figuring out new halacha based on old halacha, reverse engineering and figuring out the origins of halacha. That's called gemara. Okay, I'm not going to... but you guys should read the next halacha also. The Rambam was against, taking money for learning. You should work for a living. Except, you know, how about if you like one of the Rambam's balabat, read the next one in your own time, halacha yibbeis. Yeah, it's a, you come working 3 hours a day is enough, and then you learn 9 hours a day. 3 hours, mikra, 3 hours, you know. What he calls tarsha bal peh, which in our Gemara is called Mishnah, and 3 hours Talmud, and that's until you finish. And then when you finish, yasim kol yamav b'talmud. Spend all your days on Talmud. It's the next halacha. Right? Well, what I like is that every Jew should, everyone's got to learn 9 hours a day. Right? Anyway, but here's the thing. So the Rambam here says you got to spend one third of your time, and then the next halacha says, so you do all your, with all your time. Right? Once you manage, you finish Tanakh, you finish Torah Shebaal Peh, then Yosim Kol Yamav B'Talmud. So wait a minute, this contradicts the whole thing. Now, when he describes what, albeit, you know, he says this is what's called Gemara. So he doesn't mean Gemara doesn't mean that which we call Gemara per se, but it means a certain type of learning. Right? Midas Shatarni Dreshes Bahem, comparing and contrasting halacha, right? Deriving new halacha from old halacha. You can't get that from the Mishnah Torah. How are you going to do your third? Everything wrong describes. How are you going to do it with the Mishnah Torah? That's called Gemara, and then now that becomes your Ikra learning. Once you've mastered the first two thirds, so you just do it 3 hours a day. Eventually, you do it all day after, you know, you have your Tanakh and your whole Torah Shebaal Peh under your belt. It's very interesting, and we're going to come back to this. That he paraphrased this Gemara on the Kiddushin Daf Lamed. It says Yishazar Shazav Shlish Mikra Shlish Mishnah Shlish Talmud. He called it Shlish Tanakh. You know. Shlish Torah Shebaal Peh. And then Shlish, he described it and said, Dovah Zeh Nikra Gemara. All right, we're going to come back to that. So now we go to another letter that makes some order out of this all. And this was a long correspondence between him and a person called Rav Pinchas Hadayan. It is a very, very fundamental piece to just make order out of everything that we're reading. So we're in Os Beis. Oh, Kazad, also Kazad, so the Rambam's responding to Rav Pinchas Hadayan, must have sent him a whole laundry list of things that he doesn't like about the Rambam and about the Mishnah Torah. And he says, you also wrote as follows, he asked the same question as the Ravid that we read, just with a little bit of expanded form. He adds, another detail. You don't say, who you're quoting. You say the halacha, you didn't say it's from Rava. You didn't say it's from Abaye. We should forget about all the people that we were makabel from. Right? You don't want to, everyone should be sourced, but also, and that's even if I'm someone who knows the Talmud, I could probably figure it out, let alone the people who don't know the Talmud. Right? They don't know where you're coming from. They don't know what your riots are. Right? And we heard that already from the Ravid. Right? So what does the Rambam respond? Right? Right. Val, but for a second, he continues with the laundry list of attack against him. V'chol zeyin aroi l'chikol v'odeh shekvar na vanti dvarim shelivcha afo pish lo parashla elbrizo da tchila shenei chas v'sholom lo amarti. I never said, the Rambam says to him, I never said lo tisasku lo b'gemara v'lo b'ilchos harav, to not learn the gemara or not learn the halachos harav, the riff, Rav Yitzchak. O zelaso, Ayodea aid, he who knows all is my witness. Sheshli kamo shana v'chetzi, there's about a year and a half. Sholom du etzli chiburi, that in my yeshiva no one learned Mishnah Torah. Eloshnaim shosh anasim lamdu mitzasorim, just two or three people learned some of the books of the Mishnah Torah. Rova talmidim rotzu lumod ha'alochas shel harav. Most of the talmidim want to learn the halachas of the riff. V'lemateo sam kampayin kolachas, I taught them a few times the whole riff. Gavshnaim sholom lumod ha'gmar v'atamas v'chaz asher sholom. Some people also asked me, to learn Gemara, and I taught them whatever Masechtas they asked me to teach them. V'chiyani tzivisi, also libi, she'esov kol sarav, she'natzafon ha'vei chibur, did I ever command, or did I ever think that people should burn all the books that were written before me because of my Mishnah Torah? Ha'ofer shamarati b'tchias ha'chibur, I said openly in the beginning, in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, shlo chibat so ela b'pnei kotzer haruach, it's only for some, for people who have a shortness of spirit, meaning shortness of breath, shortness of strength. They cannot go to the depth of town. Right? As was very, very clear, it's for people that are not able to get the halacha of what's asr and what's mutter from the Talmud directly. Now you say, what about the Mesorah? The Mesorah will be lost. We won't know how to trace where the Mesorah comes. Not true. Right? At the beginning of the Hakdama, I didn't assign that part, he goes through all the 40 generations, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down to Ravina and Ravashi. I spelled out the Mesorah. I explained that everything in this book comes from these 40 generations of scholars. Right? And he goes on, and so he goes on to say, "Kvar kidmuni gonim kaveshi chibur chibur paskal lachs blashin ivri blashin arabi bin yeduim." Now even though there are people that came before me that they wrote books, the Ram wasn't the first halacha sefer, but there was from like the halachas gedolos of Rav Shimon Kairo Gon, and things like that, right? The sefer halachas of Rav Yehuda Igon, right? But to someone to write a book on Kol HaTorah Kula, no one did it since Rabbeinu Akash wrote the Mishnah, other than me. So even though I'm not the first guy to write halachas for him, right? I'm the first one to write a book that's all of halacha. Right? No one did that since Rabbeinu Akash. In his call, Gorm Shesho is called Raise the Tamago, Imre, a long show, Marsham, Yodim, and Biad Kol, Shemishkib, Achiba, Shelech, Imobla, and Nech, Likros, Aploni, Aploni. So now, you, what are you worried about? Right? You know, is there any big service in just reading, you know, and spouting names, right? But the main, this upcoming paragraph is the pivotal paragraph. Vida. Shekvar matchas vori she'in shetefas bo she'ed derach ha-mishnah kolosha mishnah. There's something that he wrote, that Rambam wrote, we actually didn't read it inside together, on that very first page, that Ram seems to mention something by the wayside. What's my style? My literary style is that of the Mishnah. The Hebrew of the Rambam is the Hebrew of the Mishnah, not the biblical Hebrew. Right? It's not the Aramaic of the Talmud. He took, Lashon HaMishnah, but he also took Derech HaMishnah. And this is very important. Avatem lo samtem levavchem lidvara. You did not pay attention to what I was writing. When I say this book is modeled after the Mishnah. You do not understand the categorical difference between the approach of the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah works, and the way the Gemara works. Right? That we can skip. So I just want to skip a few lines down. He's quoting, attacks that people sent him, but I just want to skip out to a word. Va'ata's last one line. Va'ata farsh, listen, let me explain this all. Dal Reb, listen, my Rebbe. Shekol mi shekosav sefer, ben bedivrei Torah, ben bedivrei sharchos, anyone who ever wrote a book, be it a Torah book, divrei Torah, or a book about the other wisdoms, lahavdil. Ben ma'agoyim ha'kadmonim, ba'al chokhmas, ben min ha'roifim, whether it's one of the early philosophers, whether it's a doctor. Echo mishnei drachim wachas, there are two basic styles of writing. Ol derech chibur, ol derech pirush. Either you're writing a book onto its own, or you're writing a commentary on another book. It's either write the book itself or a commentary. It's either derech chibur or derech pirush. But derech chibur, now the derech of chibur, or of writing a book per se, lahaskir advar manachon b'vad, below kusha, below piruk, or below shum raibam. The way of chibur, of writing a book per se, is just to say what's correct. No kashas, no terutzim. Right, no rias, kamo she'asa rabbeinu akarsh b'chibar Mishnah. You read Mishnah? There's no kashas and tirutzim in Mishnah. There's no shaka v'tayr in Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah doesn't even very rarely says a drasha. Very rarely, it's only when it quotes. It just says the facts. That's the way the Mishnah is constructed. Right. V'derech ha'pirush, now the way of commentary is la'ask yedvar ma'nechoinim. Dvarim acherim sosan, to mention what's right, but also to mention things that may contradict that which is correct. Vakushes al kol dar piruk, and what there is to ask, what there is to answer. Vrayashezeh davar emes v'zeshaker, and the proof that this is true and this is falsehood. Oshezeh roi v'zeh roi, to show this is what's befitting to believe and this is what is not. V'zehu derech ha-Talmud, sha-Talmud pirush ha-Mishnah. This is the way of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is not a chibur, the Gemara is a pirush. It's a pirush on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the chibur. It just says the facts per se, the thing itself, right? The Gemara now, which is a commentary, it's derech pirush. So it now explains why the Mishnah had to say this and couldn't have said otherwise, right? And and this is what you might ask on the Mishnah. And that's why the question's not a question. Vani lo asiti pirush el chibur. The Mishnah Torah is a chibur, not a pirush. It's a book. It's not a commentary. Derech HaMishnah. Right? It's the Derech HaMishnah. Shema Yom Mish Lo Yivin. I love Mishnah. Kozo Shem Azach Chomim. Yidav Azazah Shih Raya. Plom Rakach Vekach. Ein Zerai Raya Lo Div. Nei Mamar Poni Kach. Meam Rakach. Vizu Araya. So the Rambam of yours, he goes on to explain this. The next paragraph also, even when you say, well, the Mishnah sometimes says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Sometimes it's Stam Mishnahs, most of them, but sometimes Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Mishnah in Edius, which the Rambam's paraphrasing, already addressed that. That why Rebbe sometimes hiskir divrei Yochid ben Amrubin? He mentions a das Yochid. It's not like him anyway. It's him against all the other chacham. Why did he mention? So the Mishnah explains because someone may have heard the das of that Yochid, and thinks that that ought to be the halacha. So Rebbe had to show, I know what you're quoting. I'm aware, and it's been negated. And that's the any time a name or proof is ever under rare case that's mentioned in Mishnah, it's only a Rebbe said, I know that other, don't think I didn't know it. I know it, I saw it, and halacha is not that way. But plenty of times, Rebbe is no problem, totally covering up the evidence of where he got it from. It was Stam Lon Mishnah, over here in Shabbos, Stam Lon Mishnah, Karebi Shimon, by Muksa, and Beitzah, Stam Lon, no, over here it's a sheet of Rebbe Shimon, but he writes as Stam Mishnah because he wants you to think it's Dalochim, because that's the way he passes. And in Beitzah, he went with the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda and Muksa, because by Yom Tov, he wants to be more machmir on Muktzah than on Shabbos. But so all those Mishnahs, which are all the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, he wrote it Stam Mishnah, because he doesn't want you to think it's a Das Yochid. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh only mentions names or any argumentation when it's absolutely necessary, because someone might have heard something. I know what you're talking about. I saw it, and I'm not choshesh for it. But it, as a rule, in Derech Chibur, you just say what's correct. In Derech Pirush is when you get into all the reasons why it has to be this way and it cannot be any other way, right? As well as, you know, the other things that we do in Talmud, which is to research the origins of halacha, which is not the agenda of the Mishnah, or figure out new halacha based on the precedents that are in the Mishnah. Right? So now all of a sudden all the circles should begin closing. Everything should be clicking into place. Okay. You know, the Rambam was terribly misunderstood. So take a look now. This is his Hakdama to his Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he writes that he had envisioned the Mishnah Torah project, and he took a detour to write the Sefer HaMitzvahs for reasons he writes, but he's first envisioning the Mishnah Torah that he is, he will write, right? So he says like this, it's in the first column, beneath the doodad, Hakdamas Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon, first column, right? So he writes, he had already written the Pirush HaMishnah, but doesn't have all halacha there, right? So he says like this, about the fifth line down, middle rhyme. Right? I'm going to write a book that's going to have all the DNA of the Torah. Nothing's going to be misread. And I'm going to do as I'm accustomed to do. I'm not going to mention any machloiksin. I'm not going to mention any deos that were nidchad, any ideas that were rejected. So I'm just going to do the halacha psuka. It's going to have, this is going to be the book that has all the dinim, be it what we need during Tangos, even for things that we need for when the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt. And I'm not going to mention by each one, who said which halacha, which hamara said which halacha. As he envisioned, he subsequently did this, that at the beginning of the Hakdos Mishnah, he wrote out all the 40 generations, that I didn't make this all up. It all comes from this long line of 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Ravashi. I'll say, everything that I'm writing in this book was all from Torah Shebaal Peh. That was, from mouth to mouth. Ad Ezra, from back all the way back to Ezra, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So called Mishnah, come on, call the Bakash Gizor. I also thought, I'm not going to write it in the language of Nach, biblical Hebrew, because we don't know that very well anymore, and also not going to write in the Lashon of Talmud, if you don't imagine it was all King Urim, etc. I'm going to make it in the Hebrew of the Mishnah, right? And he goes on to say, he's going to keep this very, very concise, going to have everything. And then he goes on to say in the next column, second paragraph, Kashkani does Tachzor, Santi Machshav, Beza Bar, Chal Chibur Shav, Ech Roshia, Imachkeo, Kmochil, Kmishra, Spirot, should I divide it up like the Mishnah? I mean, there'll be six major books, six storim, and I'll use the same division, Imachkeo, Chiluk, Acher, Vagdi Mashachia Viun, Shayosa Roy Vetrana Kaluma, Vishitov, Shitia, Halukos, Shusam, Haloch, Sochos, Mokom, Mesechus, and Mishnah. So I decided not to go with the order of the Mishnah. I want to make a more detailed order, but I'm going to make it Halochas, Halochas, similar to Mesechus. My Halochas is like parallel to the Mishnah's Mesechta. Haloch, Halochos, Mokom, Mesechus, and Mishnah. Achomer Hilchos Sukkah, Lulav, Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Tvilon, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tvilon. By the way, in the end, he didn't do it this way. This is how he's envisioning it. Like, if you'll take a look at the Mishnah Torah, you know, Shofar, Lulav, and Sukkah are all one big, they're all one big, as it were, Masechta, right? But it's just what he's proposing. He's going, but there's going to be, my halachas are like Masechtas, right? And I'm also going to break up the prakim into individual halachas like Mishnais, right? His agenda was to imitate the style, and not just the style, you know, to be the new Mishnah, You take a look at the next page. Something very interesting. And then, you know, we'll re-examine the Rambam that we opened up with the new evidence, right? But take a look at the Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachos. Where the lines are still thin on top, but about three lines before they get wide. Vamar Ablevi Bar Chomer of Shem Ben Lakish, Maidich Siv. Vegelcho asalucho se'even, atar v'amitzvah she'kozadom, you know, passing in, says to Moshe, I gave you the luchos, I gave you the Torah, and I gave you the mitzvah that I wrote to direct him. Luchos, elu aser sedibris. Luchos in the pasuk is referring to aser sedibris. Torah zu mikra, Torah is mikra, you know, Torah shebichsav, you know, chumash. Mitzvah zu mishnah, mitzvah refers to mishnah. Asher Kasafti that I wrote, El Levim Ksuvim, Lahorosam Ze Gemara, to direct them, this is Gemara. Lamet Shekulam Nitnu Le Moshe Sinai, everything is Nitnu Le Moshe Mi Sinai. So now, first the simple pshat. The simple, simple, simple pshat of what this Gemara means. You know, Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah. Oh, that's not strictly true. You know, Mishnayos were already being compiled. He just gave the final edit. Some say as early as the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they started compiling Mishnayos as we have them. Just, you know, and some parts of Mishnah, if you're sensitive, are more ancient than others. Right, but we won't get into that right now. But here's I want to know the simple pshat in this Gemara. It was all given to Moshe Mesinai. Mishnah, Talmud, Nevi'im Ksum, we'll leave that aside for a second. That takes longer to explain. All right. What do we mean by that? Kula Mitnu L'Moshe Mesinai. Yeah, but what did it look like? Did it just say, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat. So no, we're not being specific. Mitzvah. So Mishnah. What concerns me is Mishnah and Mitzvah and Lahorosa. Mishnah, Talmud. Or let me throw it back at you. You know, what do you think it sounded like? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain. So it's just a whole bunch of Torah, a lot of like halachas baal peh is like all sounded just like halacha Moshe Mesinai, and then subsequently got arranged this way into the Mishnah, the Gemara. That's what it means, that all this information which came from there. Torah, it may have been, you know, not in the format that we know, but Torah shebaal peh breaks up into two types of learning. Two types of learning, which those types of learning are called Mishnah and Talmud, which is what the Rambam explained to us in two places. The Tshuva we just read from Pinchas Adayim, and even prior to that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Shlish, Shlish, Shlish. Right. Torah Shebaal Peh could take on two forms, both equally important, both equally valid, right? There's the Mishnah form, where, you know, it, all that information compiles into a book in its own right, a law book, you know, book of principles. And then the Torah Shebaal Peh is nislabish, right? It takes on the cloak, the form of what we call Talmud. And the Rambam spelled that out for us both in that letter and in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Midas Shatar and Dreshes Ben, that technology of how to derive things from Psukim or reverse engineer and find sources for this halacha back in the Pasuk through the Dreshes, we can reverse engineer. The technology to be Medama Milsa La Milsa, compare things, compare, contrast. That's called Talmud. Mishnah, the concept, right? Now I say Mishnah as it's written in front of us, right? And Gemara, that technology of the Midas Shatar and Dreshes Ben, and being Medama Milsa La Milsa, and Yavin Achris Dover Mereshis, that's Talmud, right? It's not like they made up Talmud later on. They made up the Midas Shatar and Dreshes Ben, or made up the, you know, the derech of how to derive new halacha from old halacha. That's Misinai. It's not necessarily in the words that we have them, you know, that was constantly reformatted over the generations. But it just means that Torah Shebaal Peh, in its two forms of Mishnah and Talmud, that's as ancient as Matan Torah itself. Right? And the categorical difference is that in Mishnah is when Torah Shebaal Peh is like a book in its own right. In, that's Mishnah. Talmud is now, as he says, the Derech HaPirush, but it involves other things, explaining where the halacha came from. So I'll find a drasha to reverse engineer came out of Pasuk. And also we can move forward, compare and contrast, and yeah, see, you know, what new halachas we can make based on the old precedents, which we've been doing ever since Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself engaged in that process, the Rambam writes in the Shor Shasheni of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, so now I neglected to assign this on proceeds, but check me on this. I'm quoting from the, from the very, very beginning of the Rambam's Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam brings this pasuk: Vetchas Luchos Ha'Even HaTorah VaMitzvah HaTorah Zu Torsav VeHaMitzvah Zuhi Pirusha VeHi Hanikres Torah Shebaal Peh. Right. So the Rambam took this Gemara, he paraphrased it. Torah, right? Torah Shebaal Peh. Mitzvah zu pirusha dekra Torah Shebaal Peh. What this Gemara calls, say, mitzvah alludes to. It wasn't that many words, guys. Mishnah. Right? In the Rambam's lexicon, Mishnah and Torah Shebaal Peh are synonyms for the simple reason, right? Because Mishnah is how Torah Shebaal Peh, it's in that format that Torah Shebaal Peh is a book in its own right. In Talmud, it's drushes, right? So now we go back. Hilchos Talmud Torah. So we said the original lashon of the Gemara is, back to give you the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Lamed, Lo Mishal Shrab Shnoisav. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishna, shlish b'talmud. That's Lashon Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Lamed. How did the Rambam paraphrase it in Hilchos Talmud Torah? You want to look it up? Right? What?
Can you say it's Gemara?
Oh, come on. We just did it a few minutes ago. What do you call it? You know, the Hilchos Talmud Torah page, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. What does he say? All right. Shlish b'Torah shebichsav. Shlish b'Torah shebaal peh. Second, third is Torah shebaal peh. V'shlish is Yavin v'yasko v'achris don reish himself. So Rambam substitutes the term Mishnah for Torah Shebaal Peh. In his lexicon, they're synonyms. Because Mishnah is a type of learning where that's Torah Shebaal Peh per se. If you want to learn a book of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's Mishnah. Then there's the other form of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Gemara, which is Derech Pirush. which also involves this technology of the drushes and comparing and contrasting. All right. So, let's just clarify this a little bit. When you're learning Shulchan Aruch, just Mechaber Ramah, what are you learning? No kidding. You're learning Mishnah. We know our Archi of Talmud Torah is in thirds. I have to be spending my day learning three thirds. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. So I don't know what. So if I'm learning, Megillas Esther, I'm learning Mikra, right? Right. If I'm learning Shulchan Aruch, like Mechaber Ramah, what am I learning?
Mishnah.
It's just the laws, and that's the Tzura of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's called Mishnah. And that would be true also if I'm learning Mishnah Brura. I'm not saying that's why I called it the book, but it's very apropos name, right? But if I'm learning the Bir Halacha, what am I learning? That's Talmud. The Bir Halacha, where he explains why it has to be this way and it can't be any other way. When you say we're learning Bir, also even though it's all the same book, there, but you're learning Mechaber Ramah, Mishnah Brura, you're learning Mishnah. When you're learning Bir Halacha, you're learning Talmud. You're being Mekayim that third. Right? So now we mentioned, we're on the topic anyway. We mentioned before the Safra, the Sifrei, and the Mechilta, right? Which are not, just as ancient as the Mishnah, right? Definitely not. May have actually been compiled later. The material itself is more ancient. The data recorded. But when I'm learning these books, Mechilta, Safra, Sifrei, what am I learning? No kidding, right. Because we said, what are they? These are the drushes. The stuff that the Mishnah left out, like the drushes, the drushes of the Mishnah, in the words of Ram, the drushes that the Mishnah did not bring down, as Ram said, because the Mishnah is Derech Hebrew, only so it's correct. So the original place where the drushes were stored, until in the Gemara, it all got mixed together, right? Right, the original place was the Mechilta Safra Sifrei. Those books are built around Chumash. They're Derech Pirush. They're built around Chumash, right? And they start saying the drushes on the Pesukim, and these are all the drushes that were in Minon Emili, the Tana Rabbana. These are generally Mechilta Safra Sifrei or parallel. That's that type of material. So you're learning Mechilta Safra Sifrei, even though it's as ancient as the Mishnah. You're not learning Mishnah. You're learning Talmud. You're learning Mishnah. You're learning the same thing. So now what we conclude is that the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is like the name sounds. It's the new Mishnah. It never came to supplant the Talmud, right? So now you understand why you need Rif, right? He told his son, it's a Talmud that went to Baghdad, right? You've got to learn Rif. Now, the problem is we don't have Rif on all the Masechtas, right? The Chafetz Chaim fixed that. Now he wrote a book called Likutei Halachos, on Kutchim. Yeah, it's good stuff. Chafetz Chaim is really, he was a very big genius. He doesn't get enough credit for his genius, because his tzidkus kind of. He wrote a riff on all the Kutchim Gemaras, right? With a pirush with his own Rashi. It's amazing. Anyways, so the riff didn't finish the job. The Chafetz Chaim came and finished the job. So of course. The Rambam doesn't disagree. You need the drushes, right? You need to compare, contrast halacha. That's not what you do with the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is Mishnah. The Mishnah Torah is the Mishnah. And it's just knowing the halacha l'maaseh, right? He never meant that you could be yotzei your whole chi of Talmud Torah. With Mishnah Torah, you'd be yotzei your shlish Mishnah with the Mishnah Torah, right? Now, but here's an interesting halacha l'maaseh difference. Are you stressed? I'm the first guy to write a book on everything. Right? Let me ask something. Can you decide, I like Baba Kama. I'm learning Baba Kama for the rest of my life. This helps out. You guys do that, right?
Seven.
All seven. I'm kidding. Does it have an ejector function on it? Right? Listen. Can a person decide that? Halacha l'maaseh, tell me the din. I'm just sticking with Baba Kama for the rest of my life.
If you did everything else before that?
Okay, okay, very good. Very good. No, so no, you're on the right tracks. Speak it out.
And then we say what to do the first two things.
Right, and very good. Here's the thing. And this is, and I think this is true, and I think I heard this also from my Rebbe of Yaakov on Roshiv Veneri Yisrael. Look, it depends. You know, Shlish Mishnah, you have to learn the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what the Rambam wrote his book for. He could be Yotze. Shlish Mishnah, right, which is in the Rambam's lexicon, Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to learn everything. You do not have the luxury to sit on one thing. You have to make sure before you die, you get it all done. Right? But the Shlish Talmud, which is exercising in this exercise of researching the origins of halacha, new halacha, who says I can't? When Rambam says the next halacha, Yosim Kol Yomav B'Talmud, as long as I remember, I don't forget, I could spend the rest of my life learning, you know, Baba Kama. You know, that, and that's also a very big, you know, halachic difference between the Chi of Mishnah versus the Chi of Talmud. Chi of Mishnah, you have to learn everything. You have to master the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. You don't have to master it, you know, in the style of Gemara. You master the information per se, the thing itself. And that's what the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah for, right? And so you, so out Shlish Mishnah, you can't say, I'm just learning Mishnah's Mikron for the rest of my life. You can't. You have to do. And now that you would not even really be Yotze, your Shlish Mishnah just with the Mishnah's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because you're not that smart to figure out everything that's encoded over there. So you have to learn the Mishnah Torah, right? But as far as your Shlish Talmud, do I have to say drushes on every single pasuk? Do I have to figure out every possible new halacha? I can exercise, engage in this type of learning. I don't see any reason why you can't be learning out Talmud, not Mishnah. Talmud, be learning Baba Kama for the rest of your life. All right? So now let's go back and re-examine in new eyes, you know, the Lashon of the Rambam in his Hakdama. So here. So remember, keep in mind, you know, just try not to forget what we just learned a few minutes ago. Right? So he says like this. Right. We're going to start from, a few lines of audio middle line. Achtei Torah Shebaal Peh Kula Stura B'fiyah Kol B'lo Kusha B'lo Pirok. You have the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh, which to the Rambam, the words Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah, right? You know, totally arranged with no kashas and no tears. I mean, like the Mishnah, right? Right, so we can skip a few lines because he goes on. Kolol shel davar, kedei shel adam tzarech chibur, chibur. We saw that. That's what he said. Chibur versus pirush. Chibur acher ba'olam. You won't need any other chibur, any other book per se, in the world. But din midei so in any halacha of din so a chibur zeh mekabetz. L'Torah Shebaal Peh Kula, Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Kula ima tekas agraz v'agzeh shenasim mosor shor al-chibur ha-gemar k'mosh purur v'agroim k'rem shechibur ha-gemar l'fikach. And it's beautiful. Fikach karasi shem chibur zeh Mishnah Torah. V'yishorim korab b'torah shebechsav t'chila v'korab b'zeh v'yodeh mimeno Torah Shebaal Peh Kula. The second shlish. Second, third, Mishnah. Ve'enot tzrech likros sefer acher, you only need another book. Talmud is pirush, it's not a book. No, it's not a book per se, it's pirush, right? All right, so in short, right, the Mishnah Torah was created that you should learn to be yotze your shlish Mishnah, which is your chiev, in the words Ram, to know Torah Shebaal Peh. That is not, you know, that is aside from your third, which is the, which is Gemara. Which is Gemara, but even by Gemara, going back to the second source we read in the Rambam, right, even by Gemara, the Ikar of the Gemara is to focus on the drushes, where halacha originated from, and to focus on the final line of reasoning of new halacha based on old halacha. So who distills the Gemara that way? Please, you must have mentioned his name 50 times. The Rif. There's nothing wrong being Yotze, your Chiyuv Talmud, with the Rif. The Rambam was complaining about all the extraneous argumentation that was brought in by necessity, Why? Because the Talmud had to make a case for itself. You have to remember, the Talmud had to be ratified by all Am Yisrael, came out of Babel, spread, mispashi b'chol ha'aratzos, the Talmud had to make a case for itself. So it cannot leave any, you know, the Gemara couldn't say, trust us. So it had to have all this extra argumentation of why you can't say otherwise. But the pure distilled Talmud that you're chayef to do, mitzad, your third, is the origins of halacha, and the comparing, contrasting, you figure out new halacha based on halacha, and that's what the Rif does. That's what he distills. So when you learn, so now it makes good sense. The Ram said, learn my book, also learn Rif. With my book, you're Yotze Shlish Mishnah, and with the Rif, that is adequate to be Yotze your Shlish Talmud. Any questions?
Why would he mention learning the actual Torah then? Is that Talmud?
Excuse me?
He's only talking about the Shlish Mishnah. Why is he mentioning learning the actual Torah?
What? Mikra. It's one of your thirds.
Yeah, I thought we said he's only talking about Shlish Mishnah.
No, the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah addresses...
He's asking why the Mishnah Torah is telling you the Mishnah. Okay, but he's, why would he tell you one third not?
Yeah, why?
Then he wants the whole Talmud Torah and tells everything.
No. That's what this book is about. You know, just people didn't understand his lexicon correctly. But you know, he said it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He told you Hilchos Torah.
He mentioned in Akdam. He said Mikra.
Yes.
So that's one third, and then he mentioned his book. That's two thirds.
Right.
So he mentioned two thirds, but not the last third.
That's right. You're not Yotze. You are not Yotze. You are not Yotze Talmud. You're not Yotze Talmud by learning this book. That's correct.
You're Yotze.
You know, Yosef, he never said that. He says, you have to read Mikra, you have to read this book. There's questions.
Right?
But here's the thing. But it is what we were saying. Talmud is not a book per se. It's an intellectual process. So you could be Yosef with the Rif, right? And that's what he says. But this book, he explains what this book is for. Now, there's another thing. Right? Now, there's another thing. What?
Is it shared that Rambam had in mind, the Chiddush, does Rambam have in mind that there be a Talmud on his book? My book, that's the new, if I'm the new Mishnah, then you'll be my eye and it's my book, and that's the new Talmud?
Yeah.
And that's why it's a big Chiddush to me.
He was more humble than that. He never imagined that, but that's indeed what happened. So case in point. If you're learning Rambam, we said you're learning Mishnah. If you're learning Kesef Mishnah, what are you learning? That's right. Because he researches. Where did this come from? He traces back. He does reverse engineering. You have Achris Dover Marishiso, he starts reverse engineering. It came from the Gemara, and he says it for this and this reason. Kesef Mishnah is Talmud. Kesef Mishnah, Bialacha, Talmud. The Rambam per se is Mishnah. That is what this book is for. That's it. Yeah. All right. Look, he wasn't lying when he said, I didn't say to burn all the other books. That's it. But this is the book of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh being the format of the Torah Shebaal Peh being a book in its own right. We call Torah Shebaal Peh per se a book in its own right. That's what we call, in the words of Chazal, that was called Mishnah. This is the new Mishnah. Yechiev to know Kol HaTorah Kula is a Chiev Mishnah. Yechiev Iyun. Yechiev Iyun, right? You can choose Baba Kham for the rest of your life. But I'll tell you another nafkamina la'alacha, which might address your question, your concern. Right? All right, art school, that's not learning. Okay, I tell kids your age, there are two things you should never do. Never do drugs and never do art school. They both melt the mind. But it has to be said everywhere. Anywhere, tell anybody that'll listen. Anyway, Shem Yirach, right? But listen, you could read Gemara, when you learn from a real Gemara, Gemara Rashi, there's Gemara Rashi. There's Gemara Rashi Tosis. Gemara Rashi Tosis Rashba. Gemara Rashi Tosis Rashba. Rambam Ketzel Sachoshen. What's my Chiyuv Talmud? Answer is, and the Rambam actually says in the next halacha, Halacha Yudbeis, you'll see there. Well, he said you could do Talmud for them. He says, Kafi Rochav Levavo. Talmud is relative to your ability. Not everyone's equally able to do this type of rigorous research. Chiyuv Mishnah is universal. me, you, everybody, we all have to know Kol HaTorah Kula, the information thereof. It's not like only for the smart guys or the guys with the zitzfleish. People still use that term. Yeah, Mishnah is universal. Everyone, and the Rambam writes about this in a few places, including in the Shemot HaBrachim, says no one should say he's stupid. Yeah, stupid, yeah. If you're not retarded, you could learn Kol HaTorah Kula. It would just take you longer, right? You could learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, he's talking about Mishnah. Everyone can learn the whole Mishnah Torah, and that's exactly, this is universal. And that's probably why he puts all the emphasis on this. This Mikra is universal. Everyone has to master the entirety of Tanakh, smart and stupid alike. Anyone who's chayiv in mitzvahs, right? If you're not shaita, you're pater from mitzvahs, then you're chayiv in Talmud Torah. Everyone can do the entirety of Tanakh. Everyone can do the entirety of what's called Mishnah. What?
Even the smart have one Tanakh.
Right. That those are universal. Talmud is relative to your ability. So now we just, we should have emphasized this also. It's not just that Talmud, you could spend the rest of your life just engaged. I just want to learn Kiddushin, Be'iyun, and do Talmud on that. You know? But there's another thing. You know, the Chi of Talmud on one guy is all, not the same as the other guy. It's not universal. One guy who's sharp, so you should be doing Ketzayis HaChayshin, you should be doing Nesivis, right? He should be doing that stuff if he's able to. The person who's not able to doesn't have to. Everyone, it's too much work, so just stick to, Rif, let's say, right? But in Mishnah, your Shlish Mishnah, the master, everyone's got to do it. Yeah, so it doesn't go so smooth for you, so it's going to have to take, you're going to have to work harder, it's going to have to take a bit longer. So this, Ram puts all that, this Tanakh and Mishnah Torah is universal for every Jew. He writes it. It's for every Jew. Right? Talmud is now, that's relative to ability. That's another categorical difference between your Shlish Mishnah and your Shlish Talmud. Any other questions?
Yeah, the Rambam, the first letter we read from the Rambam says that the point of the Vikuach of the Talmud is really just to get to the Halacha.
I mean, that was the Tachlis Rishona. He said there's a lot of excessive argumentation in the Gemara. He's saying that was only b'mikra because we didn't know which way to go. But he says the tachlis rishona, right? The prime objective is to know the halacha. So there's asides from clarifying what the Mishnah actually said, trying to derive and what would therefore be the halacha in this question of the Ba'aluhu, right? Right, but then there was a lot of side argumentation, which was out of necessity. But some people think that's the whole point of Gemara, just to sit and argue and, spar and svaris. Right? He says my book is fatal to the prime objective, of getting to halacha. But okay, but the Derech HaTalmud of the argumentation is again to be like what the Rif does, streamline. This is the precedent. If you combine it with this, you get this psak. No, but there's a lot of excessive. That's why the Rif is so much shorter than the Gemara. He cut out all the argumentation that fell in by happenstance because of the need of the time. Again, let's not make light of it. They had to make sure the Talmud would be ratified when it would spread from Bavel to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So you can't say take it on faith. So they had to prove on each and every point why what we say is necessarily the only thing you could say, and you can't say otherwise. Right? But that was at that time. See it for that. Any questions? All right, thank you very much.